That's right. It does seem like just a month ago we were all enjoying the 4th of July, watching the passing parade, as if it would go on forever. All of a sudden then, the big thunderstorm of this past weekend came along. And part of our buckeye tree fell on the side yard. Now there are dead brown leaves sprinkled on the grass, and the weather got suddenly cooler. It feels like the summer has lost its hypnotism over us. We no longer believe we're a chicken. The spell has been broken. Another thing about August that deeply depresses me is the number 8. We can all remember that Alcatraz feeling when the nuns would say, get out your number 2 pencil, you're back in school, you're going to write an essay on how you spent the summer, and fill out the date at the top of the page, and there it was, the number 8. My wife and I are consoling ourselves that we are going to be grandparents in December. That's right, Kevin Killeen, old man Killeen, a grandparent. I had to assemble a crib, a baby crib, and follow the directions. My wife said, can you handle this? I said, yes. It's just like building an Aurora plastic monster model kit. You just follow the directions like when you built the Phantom of the Opera. Do you remember the Phantom of the Opera monster model? It's the one with the face of the guy behind the bars in a dungeon back there behind the Phantom's feet. And I always wondered, who is that guy down there? And I painted dribbles of blood on his desperate expression. How did he get down there? It was never explained in the Aurora directions. I think, in fact, I liked the prisoner in the dungeon better than the Phantom himself, the way his hands were grabbing the dungeon bars and looking out. He looks the way that we feel when we realize it's August, and we wish we could go back a few weeks to July. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen. Inside me.